Seneca, Livy, Arrian. Without their labors, this book would not have been possible. Enough material exists from sources classical and modern to write whole books on the 14th Gemina Martia Victrix, the legion that beat Boadicea, or Boudicca, as she was actually called, on the 3rd Augusta, the legion that saved the life of St. Paul the Apostle, on the 6th Victrix, the legion that kidnapped Cleopatra and gave rise to Julius Caesar's most famous message, "I came, I saw, I conquered," and on the 12th Fulminata, the legion that gained its fame and its name in Marcus Aurelius's battles against the Germans, so colorfully depicted in the movie Gladiator, to mention just a few. But unquestionably, the most renowned legion in its day was the 10th, Legio X. In fact, it was described as world-famous when it arrived to join the Judean offensive in AD 67. Personally raised by Julius Caesar, the 10th Legion is on record as taking the leading role in all his battles, from a bloody initiation in Spain to the conquest of Gaul, the invasion of Britain, and the battles of the Civil War against Pompey the Great that eventually made Caesar dictator of Rome. The 10th Legion marched for Mark Antony and for Augustus. It whipped the Parthians under Corbulo, it squashed the Jewish revolt for Vespasian, and it took the temple at Jerusalem for Titus.